He wants to get away from the hullabaloo, so I think he kind of would like that type of surroundings to do what he wants to do to get ready to play again.
Now, as for Goodell's contract extension,
Roger has almost 18 months. We've got all the time in the world to evaluate what we're doing. We've got all the time in the world to extend him. We just need to slow this train down and discuss the issues at hand in the NFL.
I'm Dan Beyer.
We are Buckhorn!
At Wesleyan Village, seniors live more, worry less. The Life Plan community offers rewarding senior lifestyles and peace of mind with an on-site health center. Call Wesleyan Village at 440-284-9000 or visit wesleyanliving.org.
This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Cloudy overnight with a low near 33. Showers possible Wednesday, high near 47.
Mostly sunshine now, it's 47.
It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Four o'clock, hour number two of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Wait, we've been talking a lot about the change in weather over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's getting cold out there. Not to mention the holiday season. Well, depending on who you talk to, that's already upon us. Some may think it may not actually be here until after Thanksgiving, but one way or the other, a lot of these things can do some serious damage to your home if you're not ready for it. So on the line with us right now, we've got Jason Schenck with the Cleveland Plumbing Industry. Jason, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me, and very well. And yourselves?
So far, so good. We're loving that sunshine. Hopefully we see a heck of a lot more of that. But as we just alluded to, you know, temperatures are falling, holidays right around the corner, and both could certainly wreak havoc on your home if you're not ready. Let's begin with the drain. You know, what kinds of steps can you take before you start cooking to make sure that your drain doesn't get destroyed, especially this time of the year when you're going to be shoving all kinds of things down there when you've got the family over for all those holiday get-togethers?
Yeah, the two main areas that usually have backups or issues, especially around the holidays when it's an increased use of drainage systems, is obviously in the kitchen. And the two culprits usually are going to be the garbage disposal and just dumping grease or grease-laden waste down the drain. So the grease is probably something that takes a little bit longer to become an issue, but it does build up over time. Everybody just thinks it goes down the drain. You forget what happens once it goes out of your sink. It goes into the wall, goes down to the floor, and then it starts to cool down and solidify. That then attracts other things, such as stuff from your garbage disposal that maybe shouldn't be going down the drain, but some people think should. Things like potato peels or leftover stuffing, breads, pastas, real starchy stuff, tends not to be ground up too bad, and they tend to expand a little bit when they get in water situations. So those two combinations of a garbage disposal misuse and then the grease really kind of gets you to that point where if you're hearing gurgling now, it's probably something you might want to check out and have snaked out and cleaned out before you have guests come over and ruin the holiday dinner. So.
Well, yeah, I would imagine that probably would do some serious damage if you don't look at it right away. Not to mention, I'm sure there's a stench involved with that could cause some serious damage as well. Now yep. The temperatures are dropping rapidly also. What kinds of tips can you provide to make sure that your pipes are safe and won't freeze on you?
Yeah, so as we're getting to these colder temperatures, it really comes down to anything that's exposed. All the plumbing codes in Ohio, unless somebody put it in themselves and didn't realize what they were doing, you keep all the cold water lines in the drain, or all the hot and cold water lines in the drain lines outside, not in an outside wall or in an exposed area. And that's simply to keep it from freezing with temperatures. Even, you know, tonight it'll get down close to freezing. If water is exposed to that, it will freeze over time. And next thing you know, you have a bursted pipe, and that's a very expensive endeavor. So what you should probably do is, if you've been in the house for a while, chances are you're in a normal cold setting. It's not going to be an issue, but usually most people forget their faucets to their outside, their hose bit. Maybe the hose is still connected to it and get a chance to clean out the gutters and do all the other outside maintenance stuff that you normally do and got the cold temperatures. We've already gotten some calls through the CPI industry of people getting frozen pipes because they left their hose connected and didn't drain out their outside faucets or silcocks. So those best case scenario or those worst case scenarios, you need to get that repaired. But the preventative side is make sure you disconnect the hose, and then also there's usually a valve. By code, is required to have a valve to shut that off, open up that faucet, drain the water out, so that you don't have any chances of freezing. And then the heated environment will keep the water from freezing inside the house.
Again, we're talking with Jason Schenck, Cleveland Plumbing Industry, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. What kinds of things should you look for when inspecting your hot water tank this time of the year as well? Because that, of course, becomes a very, very valued commodity, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah, no, nobody likes a cold shower to begin with, but especially when it's cold outside in the morning time. But, chances are most hot water tanks are going to last you about 10 years. And if you do the normal preventative maintenance that they ask you to do, such as every year you're supposed to turn the hot water tank off and drain it, and that helps get all the sediment and everything that's in the bottom from the water, get it out of there. It makes the hot water tank more efficient, but it also keeps that sediment from actually corroding anything. So if you're hearing when your hot water tank turns on, you're hearing a lot of rumbling and things moving around in your hot water tank, that's a pretty good sign that the hot water tank is probably going to get pretty close to being not usable, or it could go out at some point. That would be a time to maybe start looking at maybe replacing that before you have guests or you're trying to cook a holiday meal with the cold temperatures. So.
Well, and you had mentioned earlier, nothing's worse than a cold shower, right? Especially this time of the year when you really need that hot water to keep you warm.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, it's one of those things everybody doesn't think about, or water in general, that nobody ever thinks about the quality of water and hot water until it's gone, and then all of a sudden it's a big ordeal.
Sure. Jason, it seems like a lot of people rent houses these days until they can afford something a little bit bigger, so you have people moving into new houses and stuff and may not understand all that aspect because it's typically taken care of by a landlord. Is there somewhere people can go kind of find this stuff out, things of that nature?
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit of information online. The Cleveland Plumbing Industry, CPI, has a website that has a lot of tips for maintenance and, you know, fall plumbing tips or spring plumbing tips, things like that you would see generally around the house. And in some videos and things that are attached to that, it kind of explains how a plumbing system works, whether you're talking about drainage or water system, to give you some basic understandings. How a water closet works, how you get water pressure to your house, and how the drainage system works. So that would give you a basic idea, and then there's a lot of helpful tips also on that website.
Again, we're talking with Jason Schenck with the Cleveland Plumbing Industry here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You alluded to this earlier, but I want to touch on it again. You know, properly shutting off outside drain fixtures, and that can get confusing to folks who aren't necessarily familiar with the lingo. If you don't know how to do it or when to do it, who are some of the folks to contact, and what do you suggest exactly when it comes to shutting off irrigation systems, too? Because I know there are a lot of cities, if not all, that require you to do this by code. I mean, you can't just do this by yourself. If you're winterizing an irrigation system, there are a lot of different steps that you have to take. Not only do you have to shut it down, but there's also something you have to put into the irrigation system in order to winterize it, correct?
There's a couple different ways you can actually do it, but yeah, by and large, with the irrigation systems, by this time you want to have them shut down because, you know, that's under pressure, and really when it turns on, whatever your device is telling it to turn the system on to sprinkle it during the spring and the summer, once you turn that off, there's still water in that line, and if you get a deep enough freeze, it will, or a deep enough frost in the ground, it will freeze that. By and large, what you could do with a lot of that, and if you don't care to do that, getting hold of a plumbing contractor would be the way to kind of make this work. But if you just hook up an air compressor or something of that nature to it and blow those lines out and clearing out all that water as best as you can, generally you're in pretty good shape as a homeowner. You shouldn't have any issues with it. With it freezing over the winter. But if you don't turn it off and it actually does freeze, that's when you're going to start getting into a huge expense. So if you feel comfortable, some people are very handy around the house, finding a way to get an air compressor and blowing air into that system to blow out the water after you've turned it. it off is the best way. If you're not comfortable with that, obviously calling a certified trained professional plumbing contractor would be your best next bet on that. And then they can handle the faucet turnoffs and things of that nature that I was describing.
Well, you've hit on a number of different items here, but are there any other items we've left out that should be on your winter checklist to make sure that your home is prepared for the wintertime?
Obvious ones. Most people don't think of this too much, but obvious ones is checking the gutters. We've had some nice or decent winters over the past couple of years where it hasn't been prolonged freezing and snowfall, but you know, I'm sure we'll do for one. And some people really forget that those gutters tie into the drainage system, and once those things get clogged up, could cause damage to the roof, dripping into the walls. And people don't usually think of that as part of the plumbing system, but that's another one that you really want to kind of look out for. And then obviously any outside hydrants and things like that. If you have a sump pump, you want to make sure that maybe you have that on a backup system, or at least know where you're going to be able to get a new one to be able to replace it, because once you get the freeze and thaw, sump pumps usually tend to just quit after a certain amount of time without warning. And that could be a highly dangerous thing, too, also. So if you're not sure where to get one, obviously you can get a hold of a plumbing contractor at CPI, or you know, just make sure you know where there is one to get. So.
Well, Jason, before we cut you loose here, for those out there listening right now, where they can go to get more tips such as these from the Cleveland plumbing industry, where can they go?
You can go to clevelandplumbingindustry.com on the website, and you pull up, and if you are in need of a contractor, they have a residential and commercial little checkoff box there, and you have some contractors that are 24/7, some you know do during the week, that kind of idea, and they'll pick what part of town you're in and give you some options, and you'll be able to call up and see who you'd like to use.
Well, good stuff. Well, Jason, this was a lot of fun, very informative as well. This time of the year, you can never be too careful, because what you do now can save you a lot of time, could save you a lot of energy, could save you a lot of money as well in the coming months. Jason, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. You guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You do the same. Again, that's Jason Schenck with Cleveland Plumbing Industry. Some pretty helpful tips there, Matt Douglas.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, especially like I said, we just got a new house a couple of years ago, so I'm learning things, it seems, here on a year-to-year basis, and I think some very good tips were involved in that one, and some things I'll be doing when I go home a little later tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's interesting, too, some of the things that he mentioned in there about the drain. You know, when you dump grease down there, I don't think you realize what you're doing to that garbage disposal.
Sure.
I think when you have so many people at the house, too, it's so easy to get caught up in that. You're just trying to clean dishes. You're trying to properly prepare food. You just don't think about some of the things you're sending down there and the harm that it could be doing. Right. Sometimes it's better to throw that stuff away rather than throw it down the garbage disposal, because you may not, as he said, you know, as Jason mentioned, you may not notice it right away. But these are the kinds of things that you may notice come late January, early February. And when you get to that point, that's the last thing you want to do, is worry about something not working underneath the sink.
Yeah, and he brings up some great points with the start stuff. Seems obvious, but I know every once in a while somebody has food left on their plate, maybe a little more than they usually would, and sends it down there, and things get clogged, and you kind of ask yourself why. And just throw it away. If you've got more than enough on there, put the little amounts down that garbage disposal. It'll take care of those.
Yeah, no question about that. Not to mention, but the gutters was a pretty important
thing. That was, yeah.
Gutters are very, very important. If you don't have gutter guards and you've got stuff loaded up in those gutters, that could cause some serious damage. Because he's right, a lot of people don't consider the importance gutters play in that drainage system.
Mm-hmm.
And gutters take a beating, especially in the wintertime. You know, if it freezes up, you've got some liquid in there. I mean, when that ice begins to weigh those gutters down, sometimes they don't operate the way they're supposed to. Or sometimes when it snows, you know, gutters get backed up, gutters get clogged. It can do some serious damage in a hurry.
True. Yeah, luckily my house has gutter guards. I haven't had many issues with my gutters at all, but hopefully we'll keep things that way. But you're right, I remember cleaning those out when I lived at home with my mom and dad. We'd get up there every spring, every fall, and try and make sure those were clean. It's a good point.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun going up. See,
sure, yeah, it was a blast.
I liked it the first time I did it. It's like,
it's always cool. It's like everything.
Yeah, it's like pulling a tarp. Everybody thinks pulling a tarp in a baseball field is the best thing in the world. Then you do it twice, and you're like, oh, this is the worst. This stinks. I hate this.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know that I've ever been big on the tarp, but it's like mowing the grass. You see your dad do it. You want to do it, and then you end up doing it every weekend, and you're like, this is miserable. Why does anyone want to do this?
Well, you're right. With the gutters, the first time I did it, it was cool because you got to climb on the roof and like, oh, man, this is awesome. Then you do it a second time. You're like, all right, this was not nearly as cool as it was the first time because you're digging crap out of a gutter. You're pulling these old leaves and God only knows what else out of these gutters that have been sitting there for a month.
Well, not only that, as every roof is slanted down, I guess you've got the ladder and everything, but you can also go up on top of the roof. And it just seems I'm not a big heights guy.
I'm not
I feel
either.
Like I've made it to 33 because I do a lot of things on the ground, and I don't know. I don't like being up on ladders. I never feel they're real safe. You always end up with that little hill in the ground, you know what I mean, that makes your ladder unsteady, and I just hate being up on those. So that's one of the big reasons I'm not a big fan of that either.
I'm with you on that. I'm 100% with you on that. I mean, it's weird because you and I are both taller guys, so to have a weird fear of heights might seem a little bit unusual to some folks, but I hated that, being up on a ladder on top of the house and getting that stuff out of the gutters.
It's just something. I mean, I can do it on a roller coaster because you're strapped in and you feel safe. And when you're on a ladder, it's just you, that ladder in the ground. Same thing when you're up on the roof, kind of squatting down, trying to pull it out of there. One wrong step, you end up going down. That always was worried me.
Yeah, no thanks. All right, time for a break. Coming up in just a minute, we'll get to your money now. Then we'll get to Matt Douglas and the local news. We are about halfway through this Tuesday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Keep Lorain County.